SRN News, I'm John Scott. Three tornadoes confirmed in Michigan as severe storms barrel through the central U.S., killing one man in Tennessee when a tree toppled onto a vehicle he was in. The National Weather Service reports tornadoes in Michigan touched down one each in Kalamazoo, Cass, and Branch counties, all in the southwestern part of the state. Tornadoes were first reported after dark Tuesday in parts of Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. While portions of Illinois, Kentucky, and Missouri were also under a tornado watch. Senator Lindsey Graham says re-electing Donald Trump is the only way to put an end to the anti-Israel demonstrations disrupting college campuses. Bob Agnew has more.
Graham says the best way to address the demonstrations is to find out who's been funding them, an investigation he says will happen if Trump is reelected. He told Fox News, quote, "Here's what I can promise you. If Donald Trump were president of the United States, his attorney general would be all over this." And Graham says college presidents would be under pressure to put an end to the anti-Jewish demonstrations. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, a Georgia appeals court has agreed to review a ruling allowing Fannie Willis to stay on the Trump election case. More from correspondent Julie Walker.
An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president looks forward to presenting arguments to a Georgia appeals court that will review a ruling letting DA Fannie Willis keep prosecuting the election interference case against him. Trump and some other defendants had tried to get the Fulton County DA removed from the case, saying her romantic relationship with special prosecutor Nathan Wade created a conflict of interest. The judge overseeing the case ruled Willis could continue if Wade stepped aside, which he did. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism is brewing in Texas. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
The state recently passed a law barring sex change operations on children. The city of Austin says it won't comply. The notoriously liberal municipality has adopted a resolution that essentially instructs local officials to turn a blind eye to any violation of the ban within city limits. This could trigger a legal battle with the state, as Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton has warned. Austin is the first Texas city to take such action. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers considering far-reaching legislation that would enshrine abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. The Minnesota Equal Rights Amendment would be among the nation's most expansive protections of abortion and special rights for LGBT people. It first must be approved by lawmakers this session and then by voters on the 2026 ballot. This is SRN News. The Israeli-U.S. relationship falters. That's after a recent denial of aid. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israeli disappointment at growing indications that its legendary relationship with the United States is weakening intensified on Monday when the Wall Street Journal reported the cancellation by Washington of thousands of previously approved orders for armament. It was first revealed that the order for 6,500 kits that turn bombs into smart bombs was frozen. But on Tuesday, it became known that billions of dollars worth of tank ammunition, military vehicles, artillery ammunition is also being withheld. Meanwhile, Israel's army has taken over the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing, the transit point to Egypt, despite warnings from President Biden and other U.S. officials. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.